Walt, 3 days ago, our political opponents, MPP, brought some people that have not hailed from the Sanargo district. They are not from the Sanargo council. We identified them and then we drove them away. They agree and they send them away. Yesterday in the morning, they repackaged the same people and brought. We again identified them and we insisted that they will not be registered. So they insisted that they must register. So it was because of this misunderstanding that we drove them away from the place with the those they were intending to register. So we're there. They went and mobilized and then said that if those people will not be registered, then the registration process should be halted. In that misunderstanding, before we could realize, we heard gunshots from the back. So the registrants had to run for their lives, but we stood our ground to ensure that with the help of the police, everything was normalized and that the registration continued yesterday.
Now, so from what you are saying, where did these people, because we understand that there was a bus, I mean, a bus brought in some number of people believed to be underage. Is that not underage? Okay.
Because their age will be determined at the point of registration. Once they were not registered, the issue of underage did not come in. But we did not allow them because we identified them of people who are coming from Tamale South constituency. The Felicia Tete, the MPP candidate, got people to go around other constituencies to bus people to Sanargo. And that we say we will not allow. And yesterday, she repeated it with the support of their constituency executives and sub-regional executives of MPP. And we resisted. And we continue to resist it because Sanargo MP should not be determined by people who are not members of the constituency. That we will resist.
I see. So where did the resistance start from, actually, that resulted into the gunshot?
I'm saying that they went to Tamale South constituency to bring people to come and register, prospective registrants. We identified them of not being from Sanargo constituency. So we resisted, and they persistent. We resisted. So we're able to push them away to go from the out from the so that they will not be able to register. They went and mobilized, and they came with force. They came with force, and certainly we brought children, people's children to come and register. We brought people from schools to come and register. We will not sit down and allow them to hurt them. So we resisted, and before we realized, we also heard gunshots coming from the back.
Okay.
So that was exactly what happened. But afterwards, the regional police commander, the district police commander, together with the regional EC officer and then the district EC officer, they came together and sat the political parties. So we all sat down and we agreed on the roadmap. So that was what we agreed, and then the registration started yesterday. As we speak now, the registration has kick-started this morning without any itches.
Okay, but are you able to tell the identity of the people who were firing the gun?
Honestly speaking, I won't be able to tell because we were in front, and then the gun shot came from behind the building. So we are unable to tell. And you know, these people, immediately they fire, they will take to their heels. So we rush back and we realize that they are all asleep. So the police assured us that they will carry out the investigation to get the perpetrators.
Okay, but we are supposed to have police presence at these centers. Were there any?
There were very few. There were few that arms. So it was later that the police commander asked for reinforcement from the regional police headquarters. They came with some kind of well-prepared. And by that time, the situation had been brought under control.
But I believe you've heard your counterparts from the MPP. They are also blaming the NDC for these misunderstandings. What would be your response to that? Abdullah?
Well, we cannot torment any trouble in Sanargo. Sanargo constituency is for NDC. Since it was created out of Tamale North, Sanargo constituency has been held by the NDC. And there is no way that MPP will ever win Sanargo, at least not in recent times. That cannot happen. And the people we are bringing to register are our own brothers, our own sisters. Our brothers, our family, some of them are with the MPP. So there's no way we'll raise guns, because if you fire a gun, you can talk about the firing, but the person is going to hit, you cannot be sure. Well, see if it's going to hit your brother, your sister in the other political party. No, we will never do that. We will never do that. But what we are assuring the general public is that we will not allow anybody to push us. Mm. That I must put on record. The 2024 7th December election is second independent for Ghana, and we are ready to fight for that independent. We are ready to fight for that independent.
But obviously not through the gun, Abdullah.
Not through the gun. I'm saying that we will not allow anybody to push us. That I must put on record. We will not allow anybody to push us. I must put that on record. Yes, that is what I'm saying. What happened as a result of the gunshot is condemnable, is regrettable. And we are urging the police to do everything possible to hunt and then get the perpetrators of this crime. That we are supportive of. But we are saying, in spite of all this, if MPP think that they can use the police force, they can use their tax and hulams to come to Sanargo to intimidate us, or any of the 16 electoral district officers of electoral commission to register to disturb us, we are not going to accept it. And we want to put on notice that we have heard their plans towards the voter transfer, and that we are prepared for them.
And
we are prepared for them.
What is this plan, Abdullah?
But the plan is to transfer people into constituency they think that they can win. That is their plan, and we will resist it.
We will
not allow it.
Including Sanargo constituency.
Sanargo constituency. I'm speaking to you as regional organizer of NDC, Northern Region. So I have the information of all the 16 districts in Northern Region. So the point must be made. Let's all play the game fairly. Let's respect the rules and regulations that govern the conduct of the registration process, the transfer process, and we have peace. If you think that you are in power, and for that matter, you can use the police force to intimidate us, I'm telling you, the will of the masses will resist it. No power is beyond the will of the masses. That is what I want to put on record.
Well, Abdullah, many thanks for your time. But you would call for an investigation into these disturbances.
Oh, we have asked the police to do that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we asked the police to do that. And we have told them that we are there to assist them in any way possible. No, like I said, we are not interested in firing guns. Because NDC, MPP, you go in the same house and you see some members of the same house, some being in NDC, others being MPP. We have just seen the example of Abu Jinapo and John Jinapo. They are of the same brothers, but one is MPP, one is NDC. You understand? My own nephew is in MPP, I'm in NDC. So if you go about firing gunshots, you understand? What if he turned back to hit your own brother? What are you going to do? That we say we are not going to accept. So gunshots at any point is condemnable, is criminal per our laws of this country, is criminal, and it must remain criminal. That is why we are urging the police to do everything possible to apprehend the perpetrators so that they will serve as deterrence to others. So for that, we are full in support, and we'll cooperate with the police to do all manner of investigation that they want. But like I said, we will not sit back to allow the MPP, because they are in government, they use the police to want to intimidate us. We will not take it. No. That one, they are rest assured, you won't take it. If they push, we'll push them. After all, every individual have one life.
Well, many thanks for your time, but I hope you are not in any way inciting your people.
I'm not inciting anybody.
It's very important.
I'm only putting on record. No, I'm putting on record that we are in for peace. If you want peace, you have to prepare for war.
Yes.
That is what I want to say. They cannot. Peace does not mean that absence of war. No. No, we are not. So please, get me right. We are peace-loving people who abide by the rules and regulations of this country, the rules that govern the conduct of the registration process, the rules that govern the conduct of the transfer of voters. We abide by it. But we must also make sure that the interests of NDC will not be dwelled at, because we are not there to protect any political party interest except that of my beloved party, the National Democratic Congress.